This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Today, Tuesday, April 25, is World Malaria Day, and Liberia is joining the rest of the world to commemorate the day under the global theme, End Malaria for Good, with the slogan, Pregnant Women, Go to the Clinic for Your Malaria Medicine. According to the National Malaria Control Program Manager, the commemoration of the day is intended to create more awareness on the danger of the malaria pandemic as one of the most killer diseases in sub-Saharan Africa. Oliver Pratt said this year's celebration will take place in Bangabon County with the Executive Director of Development Education Network Liberia, DENL, Dorothy Tuman, serving as the keynote speaker. He said the program is meant to decentralize the activities of malaria control and prevention and creating more awareness on the mosquitoes that transmit malaria. A two-day National Youth Peace Building Conference gets underway in Monrovia today, Tuesday. The youth conference is organized by Accountability Lab Liberia in partnership with the Swedish Embassy and the United Nations Mission in Liberia. About 200 young Liberians from the 15 counties will come together to deliberate on the critical challenges relating to peace and security and to generate concrete plans for youth engagement ahead of the October 2017 general and presidential elections. Participants at the conference will include both young men and women from a variety of groups, including the physically challenged and the less fortunate. The Liberia National Youth Peace Building Conference, which is the first of its kind in the country, will provide the opportunity for young people to engage in 5 work labs. They will deliberate on issues of economic prosperity and entrepreneurship, diversity, tolerance and reconciliation, arts, sports and culture, elections and electoral processes, and integrity and anti-corruption. A local organization, Young Ambassador for Peace, is staging a political party Youth Peace and Unity tournament in Monrovia. Speaking to Unmail Radio, the head of the group said their aim is to promote peace and reconciliation in Liberia. Momo Taylor said they are working with political parties and other youth organizations to ensure a violent-free election in October 2017. He said plans are on the way to establish a peace committee in all of the 15 counties of Liberia.
The young people have been used always as surrogates and as catalysts for perpetration of violence. So as an institution, I've been working since 2010 at Accra Peace Accord. We intend to intensify our working with the young people of Liberia Spirit or all of the political parties. We have scheduled a meeting with them, and we just ended a 3-day peace and reconciliation training with sponsored by Accord. Our interest is we don't want to go to 2017 in a bad atmosphere. This is why you see all of our banners are all around the periphery of Monrovia, even in the counties, making sure that the messages of genuine peace and reconciliation is sustained.
The head of Young Ambassador for Peace, Momo Taylor. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. One of Nigeria's most powerful Muslim leaders, the Emir of Kano, is being investigated for alleged corruption. An official told the BBC Mohamed Sanusi was being investigated by the anti-corruption agency in northern Kano State, his seat of power, following several complaints of money being misappropriated. He did not give further details but said that senior officials of the Emir's palace have been summoned for questioning. A flamboyant Mr. Sanusi, who is the former central bank governor, has not yet commented on the allegations. If he were to be charged and convicted, he could be deposed as emir. And France's beaten mainstream parties have lined up behind Emmanuel Macron to try to stave off a victory for the far-right Marine Le Pen in the final round of the presidential election. The Republicans François Fillon and Socialist Benoît Hamon urged supporters to vote for Mr. Macron on 7 May. EU heavyweights have also backed Mr. Macron, their favorite in opinion polls. Ms. Le Pen quickly turned her fire on her rival, calling him a weakling for his anti-terrorism policies. The victory of the two candidates in Sunday's first round meant that for the first time in 6 decades, neither of France's main left-wing or right-wing parties had a candidate remaining in the election. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or twitter/unmailnews. I am Babison Harris. good morning.